KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 10 minutes after 8, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 70 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The National Weather Service is advising Iowa residents to be prepared for strong winds and the potential for severe weather early this afternoon and this evening. In southwest and western Iowa, winds are expected to gust upwards of 30 to 45 miles per hour. The winds will create travel difficulties, especially for high-profile vehicles, and minor property damage. The humidity will also be on the rise, with heat-related illnesses and heat exhaustion possible as the temps rise to near 90. Heat index values will also be around 90, depending on the amount of cloud cover. The threat for severe weather in this part of the state is minimal, but in northeast Iowa, severe storms are expected to fire up this afternoon, bringing large hail, damaging wind, and an isolated tornado. Two separate property owners in Creston reported to police Monday that their garages, located in the 500 block of College Drive and the 500 block of North Cherry Street, had been broken into sometime between September 27th and October 1st. In both cases, numerous tools were stolen. The loss amounted to about $5,000 altogether. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Friday morning in Atlantic, and Auditor Dale Sunderman reports a public hearing was held during the meeting on an application by Dollar General Retail Store for a change in zoning classification near Griswold that would allow for the construction of the store. Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen reported that the Zoning Commission met September 13th and recommended approval. No objections were filed. After a brief discussion, the public hearing was closed, and later during the meeting, the supervisors agreed with the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approved a change in zoning from General Agriculture District to Business District for a parcel just outside the Griswold city limits. In other business, the Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall requested the approval of the appointment of a deputy treasurer to fill the vacancy left by a resignation of a deputy. The person the board approved for appointment, Ashley Kress, was a full-time treasurer's assistant at the time of the request. As deputy treasurer, Kress's salary will amount to $49,500 a year. Two applications for the part-time position of Cass County Mental Health Advocate were received. After review of the applications and a lengthy discussion, the Board of Supervisors approved the employment of Debbie Schuler as part-time Cass County Mental Health Advocate, effective October 1st, at $29,500 annually. The Atlantic City Council will hear a presentation during their meeting this evening from representatives with CADCO with regard to a likely decision by the Iowa DOT to move the District 4 Construction Office from Atlantic to Council Bluffs. The letter from the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation to state leaders and DOT committee members said any such move would be wasteful, and any commute between the two district offices would create hardship among the employees. The City Council meeting begins at 5:30 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. In other business, they'll act on the third and final reading of ordinances pertaining to zoning regulations with regard to fencing in light industrial and commercial zones, and the first reading of an amended ordinance regard to speed regulations on Sunnyside Lane from 10th to 22nd Streets. The Council will hold the first reading of an amended ordinance that repeals and replaces a chapter of the ordinance pertaining to trees and responsibilities within the right-of-way. Those changes include, among other things, shifting the position of City Forester from the Parks and Rec Director to the Street Superintendent. There's also a resolution on an amended ordinance with regard to the city's personnel policy. The changes deal with areas that include accrual language for part-time employees, mileage reimbursement claims, and other such matters. The final order of business for the Atlantic City Council this evening is the first reading of an amended ordinance with regard to urban deer population control. The change reflects the police chief's sole authority to determine the limits on the number of deer harvested within the city limits of Atlantic and the number of hunters authorized to hunt during specified dates and at times. Elsewhere in the news, a Pottawatomie County man was arrested and then released on a citation late Monday for harassment in the third degree. 55-year-old Roger Dwayne Arbuckle Jr. of Walnut was arrested and then released following a disturbance at 215 Antique City Drive in Walnut that was reported at around 10:10 a.m. Monday. A man from Nebraska was arrested late Monday evening after he came to the sheriff's office to turn himself in on a warrant. 43-year-old Stephen Carroll of Omaha was wanted on warrant for violation of a protection order contempt of court. The bond on that event was set for $2,500. Carroll was also taken into custody for an outstanding warrant out of Nebraska for fugitive from justice. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.